If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, we want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cow commercials. Get on our website, click on his link, order his music. You need it.
And you deserve it.
You have to have it.
Yes.
Yeah, betcha. How about a little Joni Hart?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's riding along with us this week, and she is singing about sweet summer hay.
Green fields are waving in a warm summer breeze. Pulled my hat to my brow, rolled my jeans to my knees. Up on a tractor, right by his side. All through the day, on that tractor I'd ride. Then we'd pick up the bales and haul them away. But when I loved the smell of that sweet summer hay, sweet summer hay. We had a barn with rafters so high. At a dance in the barn, you first caught my eye. Watching folks sway to the fiddle so sweet. When you asked me to dance, my heart skipped a beat. Then you took my hand and we slipped away. Shared our first kiss in that sweet summer hay. Sweet summer hay. We've laughed and we've cried. The farm is still here, but our children have grown. In those same fields of green, the tractor rolls on. And it's still you and me at the end of the day. Walking through fields of sweet summer hay. Sweet summer hay.
Oh, yeah, you just got to love sweet summer hay, don't you?
Oh, man, I love the smell.
Oh, man, don't you? Freshly mowed hay.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Unless you're got the allergy thing that you got going on right now.
Oh, man, my head's about 3 times bigger than it should be right now. Holy moly.
Big old nose, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah. Well, we're talking about nightmares in the hayfield.
Well, you know, breakdowns are, they correspond with on how much hay you have down.
That's a true
statement. A baler breakdown. How much hay do you have down?
Is equally proportional, right?
To the severity of the breakdown on the baler.
Exactly. We always blame the first person that cuts hay for the first rainstorm.
Oh, well, absolutely. Well, you know, it is monsoon season. Really?
Come on, man. We live in Wyoming.
Yeah.
You know, we only get maybe 10 inches a year.
Well, they claim 6.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
In our country, that could well be.
Yeah. All at once.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not spread out.
Right.
Yeah, and it's all in the first 2 weeks of haying season.
The first 2 weeks of haying season.
Right?
Absolutely.
Especially this year.
And also the severity of the breakdown correlates with whether or not you've just greased. You know, if you've just taken the grease gun and got ready and depending on how the severity, it depends on whether you just greased or not.
I'm with you there, brother. Let's go to a little cowpoke poetry.
Oh, what you got?
Lack of communication.
You know, I see a lot of husband and wife tag teams out there in the audience here tonight, and I tell you what, if you're going to make it these days, both mama and papa both have to pull their weight, right? This is a little poem about that, and got a couple more words I want to explain to our non-agrarian friends. So when you're haying, you use either a swather or a mower to cut the grass or the hay. On this swather or mower, there is a sickle bar that goes back and forth. This sickle bar goes in between some guards, and that's what cuts the grass or cuts the alfalfa. On that sickle bar, there are little triangular-shaped blades called... sections, exactly right. Those sections are attached to the sickle bar with rivets. You got it. And anybody who has ever driven a motorized vehicle, you know what a belt does. And the last word I need to explain to you is shear bolts. Those are bolts that are supposed to break so you don't tear up the equipment. All right, now with those words behind you, here we go. Well, life is rough and times are tough trying to make a living off the land. As hard as we try, we barely squeak by. It don't pay much being a ranch hand. But we love this life, me and my wife, so we do without most of the time. We tighten our cinch and pennies we pinch. Heck, we can't even afford to turn on a dime. So Mama and me, we both agreed to do the best with what we have. We'd have to make do with an old tractor or two and take turns when it come time to calve. But haying was hard. I'd come to the yard many times throughout the workday just to fix or repair a break or a tear that I should have fixed while out in the hay. So we devised a plan to save time as we can, and we developed a special signaling code. I'd signal from afar. She'd hop in the car bringing parts and tools down the dirt road. Well, it worked real good, as I knew it would, till one day my swather broke down, and I signaled to her that damage occurred and I'd be needing some parts from town. Well, she understood well what I was trying to tell. I made it clear with no ifs, ands, or buts. See, I needed sections and rivets, a belt without divots, and a handful of shear bolts and nuts. At last I requires a new set of pliers, so I used the appropriate signal and stance. But the answer directed I hadn't expected. She grabs her chest and the seat of her pants. Oh, my message was good. She must have misunderstood, so I sent aloft the message once again. And she answered once more, and I was quite sore when her answer came back exactly the same. Well, what's that mean? That one I've never seen. Let's give this correspondence one last shot. Now, it's real easy, dear. Bring the pliers here. You know, but a chest grab and a butt slap is all I got. Well, I was smoking mad, and I wasn't very glad as I set out through the hay to the yard. I'll get them myself. They're just on the shelf. That message wasn't all that hard. Well, I arrived in a huff, and I says loud enough, I meant, bring the pliers for the love of Pete. Well, I know, she said, you darn bonehead. I was telling you, there's a pair under the seat.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, hey, and...
Hey, a nightmare.
Yeah.
Right?
I said.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, how about Little Dick's pick?
Oh, yeah, Wyoming's own.
Yeah. Who's singing?
Chris LeDoux.
And what's he singing this
week? Buffalo Grass.
Very nice.
It's been 45 days since the snows have begun. I stare at the fire and long for the sun. As the bitter winds blow through the mouth of the pass, I sit here and dream of the buffalo grass. The ponies are shaggy, their coats have grown long. With their heads down, they huddle together as one. At the window, my breath forms a mist on the glass. As I patiently wait for the buffalo grass. The season's still turning and the prairie's still yearning for those who were here long ago. Two have all gone and the bison moved on. And soon I will follow them home. Molly passed in September and left me alone. Now my heart is as heavy and round as a stone. And too many years have gone by too fast. And I long for the feel of the buffalo grass. Now the animals sleep as the world holds its breath. The woods are still, silent as death. When the mountain streams flow, spring will follow at last. And the wind will blow free through the buffalo grass. The seasons still turn and the prairie's still yearning for those who were here long ago. The Sioux have all gone and the bison moved. I will follow them home. The geese will return as a symbol of change. The elk will be foraging out on the range. Once again, nature's palette will color the pass. And I will find peace in the buffalo grass. Yes, I will find peace in the buffalo grass.
Boy, you can't get any better than that, man. Yeah. Goodness sakes, you bet. Well, we're talking about nightmares from the hayfield, but we need to ditch out to a commercial. And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File.
The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony for 2023 will be held at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming, September 15th and 16th. Registration opens Friday, September 15th at 4 p.m., with the Cowboy Social beginning at 6:30 p.m. Then Saturday, September 16th, the doors open early for registration, photos, silent auctions, and merchandise, with the induction ceremony beginning at noon. Make plans now to join us for the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame induction ceremony, September 15th and 16th at the Ramcota Hotel in Casper, Wyoming. For more information or to register online, go to WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.